Gabriel and Tong rose from their plush seats as the door to Valenti's office again opened. Valenti watched Gabriel and Tong instantly shift their position, coil like snakes ready to strike. But there was no threat. Wide, Sally slipped into the office, not waiting for permission, moving with the trademark grace that seemed so alien to her big frame. She came around the desk and whispered in Oeming's ear.
Renard's gone. Someone kicked the shit out of him last night. I think he left because he was afraid of what you'd do to him for getting beat up outside of the Triumph.
Wise choice. Who did it?
One witness. Reported a big guy walked with a limp. I asked around. That matches the description of Lashkari.
The troublemaker? The one who tore up the hole the other day?
Wide Sally nodded.
That's the one.
Valenti's fingers drummed the desktop.
And I assume you have Mr. Kari chained to the feasting room table?
Word is, he left town. I've got the crew out looking for him in case he hasn't, but so far, nothing.
Valenti thought for a moment. He waved Wide Sally away. She slipped out of the office as Valenti turned his attention back to his two guests.
Gentlemen, you've spent a lot of time on the reef?
Gabriel nodded.
Good. Are you skilled at tracking?
I suck at it, but Tong's the best there is.
Then I have a way for you to make up for your losses. Find someone. When you do, I need you to retrieve his head for me.